Log Talk Radio.
You know that nigga don't play. Bitch, I'm shooting like the game clock is winding down on me. Like I'm down a few points, these niggas trying to shine on me. But losing not an option, gotta bring it home, homie. I say losing not an option, gotta bring it home, homie. Back and forth on the road, so let shit run away slave. Watching out for the master, can't get caught up in his way. He got some wicked intentions, he got some devious ways. Wanna treat me like a bird and put your bow in the cage, huh?
Like that, man. My nigga gave it to your bro. Real. Good cut. FMP. It's a new day. Our day, man.
Legendbeats.com.
They got too many niggas, too many bitch ways. Why don't fuck with these niggas anyway? I said it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway.
I'm the reason for this shit right now. Put it together. Plan to see the real shit and step back and watch it flourish. You niggas lying, call them out. Yeah, call them out. Instead of taking away the real, they chose the whole route. We don't approve of that shit, and it's a public message. You niggas worse than them hoes, showing all your feelings. Niggas is Britney, pull their pants down. You couldn't walk in my shoes with four pair of socks. Looked at the man in the mirror, told him I could see it clearer. Ain't got another nigga out here that's keeping the triller. I heard a lot of this, and I heard a lot of that. But to keep it real with them, homie, they ain't show shit. Put it all on the table, that's my showmanship. Then put it down for F and P. Ain't none after that. Ain't none after that. You low with ass, but it's real ass.
They got too many niggas, too many bitch ways. Why don't fuck with these niggas anyway? I said it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. They got too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many. Why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway? I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway.
And when it comes to this music shit, nigga know I'm beastin'. Take a track, turn to ether, turn around and fucking leech it. Put that real shit on the street and I got them all seen. So my niggas grab a seat because it's time for eating. I can't speak for the rest, but I'm the last of the dying breed. You're dying if you try me, cause nigga, I'm a ride for me. Something that you should know, something that you wanna know. Straight cut and dry, I swerve it just like that. Big black 4-5, I'm rolling just like that. Just me and me. Now my niggas got his fighters way back. That's fucked up. Pussy niggas have to play like that. That's fucked up. Pussies ain't have to play like that. And for all that sunshine, it's more rain involved. And for every real nigga, it's more lanes involved. That's a fact for your ass, nigga. Deal with it. And after all that whole shit, I kept it real with it.
They got too many niggas, too many bitch ways. Why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway? I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway. I say it's too many niggas, too many bitch ways. That's why I don't fuck with these niggas anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, you gonna turn that shit down?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't get Pretty Ricky too much now. We over here vibing. I almost forgot what time it was.
I don't give a damn about no Pretty Ricky.
Hold up. What I told you. Don't get Pretty and they Ricky's too much.
You
I don't know which Ricky is pretty, but I don't too much give a fuck either. So what's going on tonight, LR?
The same thing is going on tonight. We're trying to make all the money.
Damn. We ain't made it all yet?
We like 3 months away from it.
That's what's up. All right.
We're like 2 months away from at least $60,000 a year apiece to start.
Damn, that's what's up.
And most of that going to be tax-free. 90% of that going to be tax-free.
I got motherfucking, I would call in 30 minutes after I clock out.
Yeah, what?
No. Benny Bear.
What kind of work you do?
Nigga, I don't motherfucking... I don't work.
Oh, they take care of you?
Who's they?
The niggas,
take care
man.
Of my damn self.
Oh, well, my bad. Damn, man. Get out your feelings, young nigga.
Hey, I've been in my motherfucking feelings all day, for real.
Wow,
you ain't seen me?
That girl pretty. What's on, the nigga ain't hanging around?
Hell no.
Fuck that boy.
I'm about ready to say the same damn thing.
I've been telling you, man, I can hook you up with a nigga, gonna give you all his money. And all his time, he'll give you all his loving.
I don't want no damn money.
Well,
I got money.
I don't understand you girls, man. Y'all can hook all these niggas and these niggas don't want y'all, then you won't take it out on the next nigga, boy.
That's life.
But anyway, that's your business. All I know, that nigga is done. He done.
Not yet. I don't know what's going to happen. I always get mad at him and then, like, you know. Then I go back. Well, we'll never really break up. I just be mad and then he'll do something. Then I feel like everything be all good again. Whatever. I'm cool though. So, what's going on? What you doing over there?
I'm over here wondering, like, how in the hell we could make the show better. I've been doing that all day.
You ain't messaged me. You ain't said shit to me about making the show better. I mean, damn.
No. Sundays is always slow. Like, that's the reason why I let you come in on the weekend so we could get you right. So, I had other people listening. And they were like, yo, she the shit. I'm like, I know.
Oh, man. I feel special.
Hey, you know, our show started doing good after about 30, 45 minutes in. So,
yeah.
You know. And then Benny, I ain't gonna lie, Benny, a nice addition.
Yeah, my Benny Bear. He always come in after the first 30 minutes. He be at work, so. You know.
He just
asked me what was the name of the show so he could invite some callers. So, shout out to Benny.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about asking if he want to come a little more often, you know.
I don't mind. Y'all, you two together, that's funny as hell, for real.
Ebony was a nice addition. Ebony was a damn good addition. The girl last night was even better, though.
India, let me see what she doing, because she was supposed to call back tonight.
Yeah, call. Get on the line.
Let's see here. Let me go back to my damn music. Like, I got your ass telling me fuck Pretty Ricky and shit. Hold on.
Yeah. So, the thing about it, y'all, is we're going to go to a new song. We got some new songs tonight that been requested. So, we're going to go to the first new song. This is by Kings of Leon, and this is dedicated to.
So, who?
I'm just going to give you all our initials. BNJ. Enjoy, baby.
Okay.
particularly care for this song.
You gonna make me slap you. I'm gonna put these paws on you.
You know something? I got a friend named Rudolph, right? And he told me one time, he said, listen. He said, bro, I know why everybody in the night world won't fight you. He said, I figured that part out. I figured that out a while ago. He said, but the part I don't understand is why they don't do it. And my boss said, because he got good sense. Yeah, I already told him, anybody touch the fat boy, we're going to burn this bitch down. You know, I could go to any project in this country from Inglewood, California, Chicago, New York, Houston, anywhere, everybody, somebody know me.
Cover my hood, see if I don't put these paws on you.
Man, I used to live off of Bull Road. I told you I lived in Atlanta. I used to live off Bull Road down the street from the Imperium Strip Club. I used to deliver frozen chicken for Kegels. You probably heard of them. And okay, well, I deliver for, so you know I ain't lying, on North Hills Avenue. That's where I used to live at, off of Bull Road. I think that's back there, I think. Yeah,
I don't go in the ghetto. Might get shot.
Yeah, man, I met so many motherfucking real ass people that end up in that ghetto, up in them sticks. And the women, oh my God. I was young too, making $70,000 a year. Ain't had no churn in.
Oh, you ain't got no damn kids now. Shut up.
I'm the hound, bruh. My daughter jumped off the boat. They just don't swim.
What the fuck? You know what? I'm not even... No comment. Just whatever.
I was married for damn 8 years. We tried every night for the first 2 years. Then we went to cheating on each other, running around, leaving, stealing. We did all kinds of shit.
Kind of fucked up situation you was in.
Love.
That ain't love.
Hey, it was all me and her was ever taught by the people around us, so that's what we thought we had. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Hold on real quick. I'm about to slap my son down if he don't stop playing with me.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Really?
Fuck that bitch.
Okay, we got it. Fuck her, okay? I mean, if you really want to fuck her, just go fuck her.
Not with your dick.
Damn. I ain't even got no... I got one, but it ain't technically mine. I bought it.
Not even that one.
And you better not touch nobody else with that motherfucker.
Not even that one.
I don't share my real dick. I really ain't gonna share my fake dick. The fuck?
Not even that one.
That's fucked up. So what's the topic for tonight, LR? Come on now.
One day in the future I can come back, but until then I'm going home and I'm from black. They don't know my name. They only know my face. That's the topic today. Why do people get on the internet with fake profiles and then get mad when motherfuckers roast them?
I don't get that.
I thought the purpose of trolling was to scare out your feelings.
Huh?
I thought when they made a fake profile, it's called trolling, right?
It's called who?
Oh, my God, it's called serious trolling. When they make profiles, fake profiles, I thought that's called trolling, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Girl, you don't know nothing.
Well, shut the... You, hey.
Where your mom?
In her damn skin. Will she jump out? You want to jump in?
She can stay in her skin. I just won't jump in. Anyway.
Damn. That's my mama.
You seen your mama video?
Yeah, mother.
Girl, shut your mouth. Your mama don't give a fuck about what I'm talking about right now. Anyway.
I'm about to call her.
Call her.
And see if she gonna call in tonight.
Call her.
I was about, hey, shut your mouth.
Yeah, well, the topic was, from last night was, why?
Something about thirsty niggas.
Yeah, I posted it last night. I forgot to bump it again. I came up with another topic. Why do the dykes, the lesbians, and the women that claim they don't like men, why they post sexual pictures, and then when the men say something, they get mad? Hold on.
Do we have to talk about gay stuff today?
This ain't gay. This ain't about being gay. This is about why people get mad when people, you know, why we post a pic
and then one group of guys will tell you you look lovely and you won't sit there and suck their ass, but another group of guys tell you you look beautiful, you won't roast them. Like, what? I don't get that.
It's all, I don't know.
You didn't
Why don't we find some of those people to call in?
I'm boxing right now. And don't be texting me talking about you're not a big fan of my songs, huh?
Hold on, let me get my internet back up real quick so I can tell you what else I ain't a big fan of.
Look here. Don't be talking shit to Big Uzi, you heard me?
Big who?
Big Uzi.
Lil Bootsy.
I said Big Uzi. Big Uzi. None of them are Big Uzi.
Big Bertha, what? Eli, you know I love you.
Yeah, I know. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. Today's topic is why you bitches.
Why are you typing so fucking hard? Ooh, ooh, chicken head. This.
What you know about a chicken head?
I was about to say my mama one. She gonna kick my ass. Let's see here. You want to talk to my daddy? I can call my daddy.
No.
She ain't answering. She don't want to talk to you, L.R.
No,
I told her about you.
She don't want to talk?
She answered the phone.
She said she didn't want to talk?
She said she ain't answered the damn phone. Gee.
She ain't gotta
you
talk
act like you were going to beat her ass because she ain't want to talk to you and shit.
She got to talk to me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Broke niggas make me sick. Throw up.
Well, you know, ain't nobody worried about your mama, man.
Yeah, because you on India now.
I'm on hope. You know I'm on hope.
I got a situation, right?
All right, let's hear your situation.
All right, y'all ready to hear my situation? I'm ready to let y'all in on a little bit of my personal life. So, it's this stud, and I like her. Well, okay. It's this stud, and I was talking to her until I found out she was a girl because she looked so much like a dude, I didn't know. So, y'all know I got a dude or whatever. But, so I was talking to the girl last night, and, you know, I was kind of feeling the conversation or whatever. And now, you know, I'm kind of feeling some kind of way. I don't know how to really explain it, but I'm feeling some kind of way about this girl. But I got a dude. So I talked to him about it. Like, you know, I was talking to her before or whatever, whatever. And now he mad. He won't talk to me. I ain't talked to him all day. He claimed he'd been watching football. His sister calls me, and I know I told some people before his sister, he tell her everything, so I know she called just to find out my point of view, because as soon as I told her how the fuck I felt, she like, oh, I'm going to call you back. So now I'm pissed off. That's why you see me posting shit like I can do better or whatever the fuck. I'm mad as fuck, though.
Man, fuck that nigga, man. Let me tell you something. Let a girlfriend of mine come tell me you got a girl. I'm going to tell her like this. Say, you love me, mom? Yeah, babe, I love you. Well, if I can't fuck her, you can't have
her. Yeah, but instead of him saying, you know,
no.
Yeah. Instead of him saying that, like, no, or, yeah, go on and do what you're going to do, he's just like, shit, you young, you going to do what you want to do, whatever, whatever. Like.
But he is telling the truth, though, baby. You know
but
what
all he kept saying was he done already got it out of his system or whatever. But that's not helping me. You understand?
Let me tell you this, sister. Let me tell you this. I don't like the little dude particularly, but as a player, I can't shit on him. Player to player, that goes against the player code. Let me tell you something. He sounds like he care about you, but he in his feeling. He young. But he's smart enough to know that you young. And young girls, all right, I'm going to do it better like this. I told you I was married. She was 7 years younger than me. We were married for almost 8 years. But on the fourth year of our marriage, the bitch cost me $961,000. You understand what I'm saying? And that shit sent me to a fucking Great Depression for 2 years. Because I had worked on that project forever. That was my way out the ghetto. I rebound back to that much? Hell no, not even a fraction of it. But I have tangible shit. My point was, we had some Algerian investors that came way to New York City to have a luncheon with us. And he told me this. He said if it was a young white woman, a young Mexican woman, a young Arab woman, we would give you the $6 million right off top. He said, but since you're married, and not only married, but your business partner is a young black woman, we want to see you in business for 1 year. We're gonna give you $1 million that you don't have to pay back. We just gonna own the rest of the company if you fail on your own. You understand what I'm saying? So, Christmas came up. We went seeing everybody for Christmas. Her daddy pulled us to the side after I told him what was going on. We get back to New York City. This funky bitch tells me why we can't just live a regular life? Why we always got to? I said, so what you saying? I don't know if I want that. I said, what you mean? Six? And I'm saying, man, we gonna walk away with $3 million in a year. Damn near. Not even 1.6. We're going to work with $1.6 million in a year. I make $50,000 a year at the time. You make about $50,000 at the time. That's $100,000. It's going to take us 13 motherfucking years, 16 years to make that kind of money. We're going to make it in 1 year. You know, this bitch walked off, emptied the bank accounts and everything, and told me a man that loves his woman wouldn't. Something she said. I said, man, I went into a motherfucking state of depression. I ain't going to even lie. And then motherfucker gonna have the nerve to tell me why you just don't get a regular job. Regular job. Regular job. Bitches, you stupid. I got 6 friends that have been on their regular job since 19 years old, and I got 3 times as much as they got. Fuck I'm gonna do that for? Hell no. So, I said all that to say this. If you young girls, you know the black man, he was the African dude. They was right, you know, young black American women. They don't have their mind focused on what's real, family, business. You know, it's about hair and clothes and being seen instead of being profitable. You know what I'm saying? So the little man, I can't knock him. I don't like the fella, but I can't knock him. I can't do him that because that goes against the plate. That goes against the player code. But at the same time, he got every right to feel that way. Because you got everybody in your ear screaming about you young. Nobody never said nothing about, you know, slow down. You know, all you need is one person in this life. Everybody just said, you can fuck this one, you can fuck that one, you can fuck this one. So, you know, and by what?
I want to, like, I've been faithful to him. I understand he older, that he looking for, and for the longest, up until today, I thought that's what I was looking for. Well, up until last night, I thought that's what I was looking for, too. But then when I started thinking about her and all this other crazy shit, mind you, I am not gay. I'm not, like, I'm a little curious or whatever, but I've never done nothing with a female or anything. And I'm just a little bit curious now. And I don't know, I just feel like he's older. He done everything that he wants to do with his life, and I don't want to break up with him, but I do kind of feel like I need that chance to be able to do, you know what I'm saying, some things myself before I try to settle down with somebody.
I'm going to tell you like this, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I probably never fuck with another black woman in my life. I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm going to leave this subject alone. There's nothing out there, baby. All that shit y'all put in your head talking about, you know, I'm going to give you a prime example. There's Monique and there's Tavon. They were sisters.
but they grew up on the same street, but they lived in two different houses. That's just how New Orleans works. Tavon used to get pestered all the time by all the girls in the neighborhood. Why you, you know, because she was the prettiest out the two. All the drug dealers wanted her. All the gangsters wanted her. All of the gamblers wanted her. But there's only one person she would talk to. You on the phone with that person.
Wow.
And she turned out to be, I'm talking about, because she the one taught me that just because you're young, you don't have to learn everything everybody else can learn. All you have to do is look at everybody talking about they going out and find themselves, then they end up not finding nothing but fucking heartbreak and heartache. Then they go to church and want to pray it off, or I won't blame every man after that. When they know when they're young, they had somebody. Ain't nothing else out there, baby. That shit in your mind is just a figment of your imagination. You got somebody willing to die for you now, a bird in the hand beats one in the bush. That's all I can tell you. The rest of it you're going to learn on your own. The rest of that shit is just make-believe. All that, I got to go find out what's best for me. That's what your motherfucking ass down from where. I got to find what's best for me. Ain't nothing out there but another nigga running the game. That's it. And that dyke shit is just like that fag shit. Man, that shit is useless. Them the worst kind of relationships, because that ain't love. That ain't love. Bitches don't be in love, man. Ask anybody, the worst kind of relationship to get out of is the same sex.
Okay.
You know, if I didn't think the world of you, if my heart didn't beat for you and really cared about you sincerely, I wouldn't give a fuck. Part blank, that's your pussy. You do what you want with it. But since I come to have a lovable relationship with you, it ain't worth it, little sister. And that's word to bond. It ain't worth it. It's just dick. That's all it is. You ain't missing nothing out there. You ain't missing nothing. But if you got no choice, we got a new caller, 904. Say your name.
Hi, India.
Hi, guys.
Ooh, I know she heard
look,
me
talking. Look, somebody
I
happy.
I know she heard me talking. I know she heard me talking. I know she heard me dropping that knowledge on you.
I heard you dropping that. I was like, okay, I hear you. Spitting knowledge.
I'm spitting knowledge. But you know, so tell me how much more I got to spit to get you out your draw.
Oh, see. Now, you just try to uplift her and bring me down?
No, I ain't trying to bring you down. You ain't got no man. So how the hell I'm going to bring you down? You ain't got no man.
You bring me down because, listen here, let me throw something at you, okay? That's bringing me down. It's like nothing, I don't have nothing else to offer other than sex. Come on now.
Oh, no, you got a whole lot. You got a whole lot more to offer me. You got a whole lot more to offer me. You got a whole lot more to offer me.
So this is what we need to talk about, why niggas just want sex. Is there nothing else to offer?
I agree.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to speak for 95% of all men of America.
Let me
85.
Hear.
I'm going to speak for all the heterosexual men. I can't speak for the punks because evidently they don't want no pussy. So I'm going to speak for the men. I'm talking about and not through down low, brother. I'm talking about you full-fledged. Ain't thinking about a pecker, brother.
Let me hear you.
It ain't definitely only one pussy. Is that we've been geared through music, through peers, and just through regular TV and life that we have to do like what we call speed dating, you know, because nobody wants to be the one to get played. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So niggas have psychologically burnt it in their mind frame. If I go after the pussy first, then she can never try to play me and say I was trying to, you know, because now girls got niggas afraid of being nice to them. Niggas is definitely afraid to be chivalry, you know, show a little chivalry, because what happens is I might trick off a $1,000, you know, tennis bracelet to you. Instead of you being discreet and keeping it to yourself, you got to go put me out there, and then when you get mad with no chick ass, bitch ass, whore ass nigga, you understand what I'm saying? So niggas gonna go after what they want for a jump street. But 9 times out of 10, if you talk to a man, when he approach you and be like, listen, from the gate, I think you're nice looking, and you might have a shot if you redirect your approach. Men will listen to women they can respect. You understand? When he walk up to you with that bullshit, don't smile, but don't diss him. Teach him something. Because if you want it to stop, if we want it, if you ladies want that type of shit to stop, then you got to stop it. You can't sit on his radio or get on the post and ask him questions. That's like preaching. When it happens to you, you give them a motherfucking example. And then that example going to go, you know, one nigga teach two niggas. Niggas and women got us to this point. So it's going to have to be the same people that get us out of that point. And that's all I got to say about it.
Okay, so now since I addressed you about it, what are you going to do differently?
Not a motherfucking thing. I like my approach.
You know what? But you know what? I think that, I don't know. I don't understand. I guess, you know, the hits get them wanting it, but come on now.
And then, a little bit more.
But I
don't understand this, though. I don't understand this. And this the part, this is strictly for Lazarus, Manhattan. This is strictly for me. I understand. I'm not speaking for everybody else. I'm speaking strictly for me. This is what I don't understand. You dress it up, you advertise it like a Porsche 911 with some 22s on it. But then you get mad when a nigga hawk you. The Bible even tells us.
No.
What?
Look at my pictures. My pictures are not naked. My pictures are very well.
You don't have to be naked, baby. You don't have to be naked. Men are visual. And the Bible even tells you that the spirit that the law put, that God put us in, is full of lust and envy. So it's our natural mechanism to desire women. It's not our fault when we see y'all, we instantly go into thirst. That's the way God designed.
No, yeah, and that's not bad. But my thing is, other than that, you can try to get something else out of somebody other than just sex.
Well, you gotta make them see your worth, sister.
And my worth is shown. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about for women in general, because I don't give it up.
Oh, you
unless
give it
you,
up. Somebody
no.
I'm gonna
listen here. I'll tell you what. This is off record. You, if you get this, you got to be that deal, flat out.
Oh,
flat out
the deal.
Girl, look here. 1 week, I tell you, 24 hours with me, you gonna be saying LR is a motherfucking deal. And I ain't gonna want your panties.
India, no, I don't care. Like, if you say it, just don't say it to me, okay?
Right.
What?
No, but I'm for real, though.
Yeah, well, you know, different stroke for different folks, but I know one thing. 24 hours with LR, you're gonna be like, you're gonna want a tattoo deal on my back. That's the real deal right there.
Hello, I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you neither. These big old hands gonna do a little probing, like the Hubble. But I have a question for you, lady.
Oh damn, we ready?
I'm ready.
Put your seatbelt on, India. You ready?
Right.
What the fuck is up with these niggas? I love the phone posits. I love them. But me and my adopted brother, you know, I was adopted by Irish people, so I got a lot of white people. I done been to Ireland and everything. I don't understand this. Me and my brother was rocking phone posits back in 99, 2000, 14 years ago when it first came out. Them shits is old as shit.
What are we talking about?
What are these?
The Nikes, the phone posits, the sneakers.
I don't even know what the hell they are.
Let me finish. Why is it? Well, what's happening with the fashion is what I'm trying to ask. Because everybody, you know, these niggas is rocking banging-ass sneakers with banging-ass hats, but they got ugly-ass pants on, like camouflage. How you wear pink shoes with green camouflage and think you fresh?
Yeah.
And what kills me is, like, that shit ain't fresh. Like, you know, what's going on with the fashion, man? Put me up on game.
But you know what? I really think that it's a regional thing. It depends where you're at.
Okay.
Because some people are encouraging that foolishness. I understand where you're coming from with that. My thing is, I'm so over people wearing polo thinking that they are hitting it. I'm done with that. Even though it's nice, don't get me wrong, it's expensive, I know, but I feel like that's the only thing dudes can go through.
Hold on, wait.
And half of it fake.
Stop. Let, Let me explain Polo to you, okay?
Okay.
Polo and Michael Jordan is forever burnt as being, it's almost like Cadillac. You understand? It's a brand that represents something. So let me tell you, let me explain Polo to you. I guess I was privileged because I'm the only child, I'm the only grandchild, and I'm the only nephew. And normally when they work their asses off, right? I still went on and sell drugs because, you know, they went to talking that cutting grass for allowance shit, and I'd rather pay my boy to cut grass and I sell the rocks and we both get paid. But anyway, I'm just a leader like that. But when you're a young black man and you're growing up in the hood, or you're growing up poor, and you have a chance to put on a $60 shirt for Easter or Christmas, that burns in your mind as being fresh. It's almost like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a Kangol hat. A pair of Air Jordans, a Cadillac car. It's just, they know a lot of times the niggas go pick ugly ass polo shirts, but it's the fact that it's a Ralph Lauren polo shirt. Yeah. It's like wearing a Yankees hat. It just signifies, all right, it's almost like a girl
prestigious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Women's fashion varies because y'all don't have long lasting name brands like that. Y'all should come and go. You know, but y'all have like Louis, y'all have like Fendi, y'all have like Chanel. But, you know, those are the upper end brands. But, you know, a regular, and that's the best I could explain. It's almost like, you know, I got on a polo of mine, you know, I got a little something.
Yeah, I understand. I completely understand that. I guess I understand what you're talking about. I understand completely. When they don't have a lot, so I guess I'll leave him alone with the polo then.
You know, and let me tell you something. Not everything polo makes is fresh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not everybody should wear polo. You know, like big men shouldn't wear stripes going around unless you're tall, because it makes you look round.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
And
you know, so that's the best way I could explain polo.
Yeah,
polo
that's
is almost
that's
like,
the way they play it.
Yeah.
So basically,
I don't think polo
is
for black people at all. Like, honestly, I was trying to buy my boyfriend. No, for real. I was trying to buy my boyfriend some polo for Christmas. So, you know, I'm in Macy's. I'm at Dillard's. I'm looking. I'm like, okay. It looks like it's for white people. So I checked online because, you know, I figured I'd get the real shit online. So, get on. It's not made for black people, for real. Like wait a minute.
Stop.
All you see is black people wearing polo shirts.
Right.
It's not for them. If you really look at it, what nigga you know gonna wear that shit? For real.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. When my grandma used to take me, when me and my grandma hopped on that Barracks bus to St. Claude, and we went on Canal Street, and she told me, look, she used to give me $900. Every 90 days, she gave me $900 to go shop. She used to tell me like this here. She said, you come back in here with that ugly-ass clothes on, I'm going to whoop your ass. You understand what I'm saying? So the only thing I knew not to come, only thing I knew to go home with was polos. Because she approved of them. You understand what I'm saying? She approved of them because in her time, when she was a young woman, and you know, she understood. You understand? And that's another thing, sisters. That's another thing that your sisters got to understand. Y'all got to start learning us a little bit better. We're real simple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us is really tenderhearted. You know what I'm saying? 90% of us are real tenderhearted because we come from women. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Our mamas held us in our stomach. Our mamas was the first person held us in her arms. You know, she wiped our nose and she gave us cold towels when we had fever. So impressing a woman is naturally ingrained in us. So when we go to Dillard's, polo is made for black people. You understand what I'm saying? We the ones been rocking that shit. And
polo,
y'all
the ones rocking it.
And polo, Ralph Lauren, the man himself, he let a lot of us, like Tyson Beckford, who do you think gave him his start? Polo.
Right.
Or mine.
Right.
Polo. You know what I'm saying? So black people rock with polo because when Tommy Hilfiger said that he didn't care for black people, you understand what I'm saying? So ladies, you know, especially you young women, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, stop listening to them old hoes, man. Stop listening to them old hoes. Tell me what you got to do about a man, man. Them hoes don't know nothing. How you gonna take information from a bitch ain't got nobody? How that works?
Right. Yeah. That's true.
And the business who ain't got nobody tell you the niggas ain't shit. Well, hold on, bitch. Everybody, you done met everybody. 7 billion people on this earth. You mean everybody ain't shit?
Damn. I mean, well, let me speak for myself. Everybody I have met ain't shit. So I would say the people I have met.
And then I'm gonna put an epidemic on that too. Let me tell you. It ain't that everybody you met wasn't shit. A lot of them probably wasn't shit, but they wasn't for you.
Right, and that's cool. But let's address this. Since you are, you know, you and your spit game moment, let me ask you this. So, dudes who say this, you just really too high maintenance for me. You know, I just feel like I would have to do so much to keep up with it. You know, just are men kind of like, let's say, scared or intimidated of strong and confident women, and why?
We're not scared. Well, I'm not scared and intimidated because I need more money than shit.
Not you. We ain't talking about you. I'm talking about every nigga I meet is scared and intimidated.
The reason why I may appear like they're scared and intimidated because when they meet you, you give them a grocery list of shit. You understand what I'm saying?
I have my own. But go ahead.
Wait. Let me finish. You asked me a question. Let me finish. You give them a grocery list of shit. You know what I'm saying? You go to tell them about hair, nails, cough, soup, bills. And they could be like, hold on, bitch. And you get mad when I ask you for pussy. But damn, you just asked me for my entire life savings. Inadvertently. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't really get to meet people for who they are anymore before we go to pulling out who we are and we strong and we this and we gotta shut the fuck up. I just want to know your name. Why you always got to promote your strength to me? You know, it's cool. Men like strong women, but if you ultra strong, then where do I play a role in that? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a battle. It's a tug of war. You know what I'm saying? It's like you gonna love me the way I wanna be loved. You ain't gonna love me how love's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do this, this, and this, and this, then you don't really want me. Well, bitch, I don't want you then. And see, that's the problem. If you tone it down a little bit, you just tone it down a little bit, just a little bit. You'll realize the whole world opened up to you. Cause don't nobody like arrogant. Do you like arrogant niggas?
Hell no.
No, but listen here. That is just, it's not even arrogance. I think that's just judging somebody. You don't know who they are. If you don't know if I'm arrogant just because the way I look.
Well, you know, hey man, look, for that strong black, in, you know, all that shit, man, that shit a crock of crap, man. Because I ain't never met a girl that ain't fine. Every girl in this world got a nigga that got a key to her motherfucking inhibitions. You understand? They got a nigga with a key that can unlock all your inhibitions and turn all that shit around. Because by nature's design, you all are designed to love us. It's
even
you understand? Y'all girls love men. But we done did so much and hurt so much, and then our mamas and shit, you know, they don't know how to stop listening to Mary J. Blige and put down the liquor for a minute and tell you, baby, look, all guys ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mind frame, baby. You know, the world is yours. You change it. And you can't change it on the radio station asking about why men ain't scared of independent women, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time.
Right.
All right. At the same time, I'm going to give you a prime example. A woman, all right, man and woman get married. That woman can stay in that house with no job, no nothing. Motherfucker ain't going to put her on the street. Let that nigga lose his job. She going to put him in the streets. And niggas know that and hate them built up in their hearts because of that. Because if it really came down to it, you don't really love me. You love me for the same reason you think I love you. Only thing is I'm trying to get the pussy and you trying to get a better life. A lot of people ain't getting into relationships for the love of you or just because they're getting it for what I can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and me, I don't give a fuck if you. I only date girls that got something. You understand what I'm saying? I only date bitches that got something. You know, for one simple reason. When it's time for this shit to be over with, bitch, I don't feel guilty about walking away from your ass because you became codependent on me. You understand what I'm saying? No. Get your own. Because I know what's going to happen. The minute I tell you no, you're going to go find you somebody else that do. Point blank. Another reason, since you're bringing this up, why? Why? I got a question for both of y'all. Why when you first meet the man, you fall in love, you're fucking 17 times a day. And then after about a year, you want to talk about, oh, no, and all this, why you all this? Girl, come on, man. Come on. Play games like that. You know, y'all play too many games, man. Play too many emotional games. And most men can't handle emotions because women always want us to figure out things. Like, you know, you watch too much fucking TV, sister. That housewife. How are these bitches as housewives and ain't none of them married? How the
fuck? Right. That's true.
And that love and hip-hop shit, that's poison.
It is poison, but, you know, people want to be like them so bad. I mean, my hair looked better than theirs. I don't understand how my weave looks better than yours. But that's
okay, bitch, who do your hair?
Gabby J hair looks better than theirs. I don't understand how. I don't know.
Fuck.
But.
Damn, girl, where'd you get this weave from? This shit fucked me up. I'm spinning like a motherfucker, man. Go where you get this shit from. What you put in this bitch, some meth? God damn, I'm gonna put that
shit out. I'm on India's page, right?
I've been on her page all day.
Hey, I used to have this motherfucking clueless phone and be playing on people's phone and shit.
Yeah.
Making my motherfucking voice change. This motherfucker sound like a robot.
Girl, when I tell you I had to go add that, when I tell you I used to really, like, blow some phones up with that. Oh, my gosh.
Man,
y'all don't know
I
nothing about
that
clueless phone.
Chabu. Girl, that was my. I used to be playing on people's phones. They be like, "Why you sound like that? Sound like one?"
Come on. You're
not
for
two,
right? Hell no.
That's all I wanted for Christmas.
When this year?
That boy really
no,
got a lot
no,
of females.
No, this was back in the day, though.
Oh yeah.
I ain't never come to the house.
What the hell he say?
I don't even know.
Huh?
Emma, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, he on some other shit.
Man, this is a nice house. I paid good money for this motherfucking house. Y'all better show this shit.
What?
This fucking house is $300,000. Ain't nobody helping pay this. Pay me the weed, man. Why y'all in my goddamn business?
Because we women. Shit, what the fuck? You ain't know? We nosy.
See, and another thing. We got to stop looking for partners with our eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the nigga flipping the fries at Burger King, you know, going to night school. He gonna grow.
Yep.
He gonna despise you because he gonna go to the white woman because that white woman wanted to go out on a date with him when he was just flipping fries.
What?
90% of y'all would be like but you'll go.
You damn right. Fuck
you
and them fries.
You know what? I am not even like that though. Truthfully, I know it may not sound true, but look, I think ambition is like the sexiest thing. Like if I know you have a plan, I'm not going to X you out because I desire to have so much more. So if I hear that you have a plan, you know, you want to do more, even though you flipping fries right now, I'm not going to be happy. But if I know that you are trying to get more, I got you. Now, niggas who ain't trying to do nothing, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
True. I can agree with that. But at the same time, I'd rather have a nigga that ain't got no job that's going to school than have a nigga that's flipping burgers and shaking fries.
We completely opposite then. No way. Because you ain't working. We don't even need to be together.
Hell, full-time
what
student.
For me? So you say
it'll
you
come,
work about
I'd rather
dope.
Be patient and wait for him to get established. It'll come quicker than him going to school part-time and working part-time. Shit.
So you saying you want him to at least go to school, though, right?
Yeah. Not just a job. No, you.
Yeah,
if you ain't working, bitch, you better be in school. And I want some of your
right.
Your tuition check when you get it.
I'm gonna tell you like this here. When I got accepted,
get a pair of shoes.
When I got accepted to Tulane University, it's like the yellow of the South. I started college at 16. I graduated early. Super early. I got like, but they said my IQ was a 149. Einstein a 150. Yeah, per Lord and Einstein. So I graduated early, so I have a different take on it. I never had a problem with getting girls, never in my life, never. But I realized something, that when I went to college, the girls that I was used to dealing with, they ain't gonna have nothing to do with me no more. You understand what I'm saying? They ain't gonna have nothing to do with me no more. So I still sold more drugs than everybody else. And I went to school. But I didn't want no girlfriends because I know how they looked at me. They didn't look at me as just Lazarus riding around in a Cadillac with all this gold on his neck and in his mouth. They looked at me as this nigga's in pre-med. This nigga's a pre-med student at 16 years old with a mouthful of gold teeth. Oh, shit, this is a free ride out the ghetto. You know how many motherfuckers wanted a ride out the ghetto? Oh, no, bitch, go get you a pussy. You better use that bitch to get out yourself. So... You know what I'm saying? So you can't always look at a nigga like that because a nigga going to school may not stick with your ass once he get out. And then you just been wasted 4 years of your life for nothing. You better cash in while you can.
Let me say this also. Why do niggas be swearing people is gold diggers? You ain't got nothing for me to dig.
Okay.
I'm a gold digger.
I don't understand that.
I'm a gold digger.
Oh,
for
get the
real.
Fuck out of my way.
I'm
okay?
Because I ain't giving no shit.
I ain't giving you nothing.
Man, hey, my nigga mama told us one time, she said, let me tell y'all something. See that Lazarus and that Bruiser? Them boys is natural born gigolos. Natural born, me and my party was natural born gigolos. Ain't that, you ain't going to give up nothing. Man, everybody got something to keep. Everybody. Got something in this life that they want. You understand what I'm saying? If it's wrong for you to buy your man a pair of shoes, then it's wrong for him to get your hair fixed. You feel me? You know,
yeah,
you know,
only certain people
you know,
get that, though.
I wouldn't try to get nothing out of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But every girl that ever fucked with L. Reed, Hello Manhattan, this is one thing they all say. When we left that nigga, our lives was 10% better, no, 100% better than it was when we got there. Because I'm not a selfish nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
if you're in my life, I want to improve your shit. Because, see, it might come a time, I might be in Europe somewhere, I might fall a little short and be like, look here, man, want to drop me 5 G's in Western Union. You feel me? So I make sure the girls in my life, their lives get better. Because I don't want no broke bitch around me, and I don't want the bitch to be broke later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that comes from loving yourself. So you got to find men that love themselves. A lot of these niggas don't love themselves. These niggas do not love themselves. You see these boys, look how these niggas tattoo themselves. That ain't love. Ain't nothing gangsta about that. But at the same time, though, you know, y'all... Think about how the boy in college looking. I ain't got no tattoos. I wear these geeky clothes. You know, she won't go with me, but she won't fuck the thug. How that work? You won't give a pussy to one person and won't love on another person and won't, man, you got me fucked up.
I have to speak for the college girls. I don't know if that's 100% true.
Man, the college girls be the ones. College girls and church girls.
Well, I'm both.
I disagree.
So I have to disagree.
Right.
Yeah, y'all will disagree, but you know, we all know the truth. Rodney got in that ass before Terrence did, because Rodney looked better, and Rodney was the one that everybody wanted. Nobody wanted.
I don't always go out for looks. Like,
yeah, you're a motherfucking lie.
I don't.
You know what? I do. But you know, I'm trying to get better. I will admit that.
Like, for real, I find myself on Facebook. I find myself on Facebook talking to guys, and I won't go to their page because I know how judgmental I can be sometimes.
Yes.
I won't go look at their page. I'll just talk to them. And if I like them from that, then maybe after a couple of conversations, then I go look. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, damn, you don't know what I look like? I'd be like, no, I really don't. Because if you ugly, 9 times out of 10, I probably won't talk to you. So I do things to keep me from doing shit like that, for real.
I should start doing that. Because you know what? I am very judgmental like that. And I am really working on that.
You will get to know a lot of nice people that way, for real. Because if you ugly, I won't talk to you. Like, in real life, you walk up to me, I'll be like, bitch, what the fuck you think you're doing?
This is the thing, though. I really feel like everybody is attracted to somebody. So my ugly, what I think is ugly may not be ugly to Gabby. So I don't really think that it's that a bad thing being like that, because I don't want her to like what I want. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right. From a man's point of view, and this is strictly LR. I can't speak for all men. I can only speak for leaders, rulers, dictators, and hustlers, and astronauts and politicians, cosmonauts. I can't speak for the Ricky Rosses and the Tupacs. I can only speak for the real people. All right.
Okay.
I seen a girl that was 100 pounds, made me want to trick off half of my yearly salary. Then I seen another girl about 320 pounds, but she was tall. Damn, they got me to trick off all my shit. My point like this here, for me, it's whatever at the time. You understand? I'm impulsive. Because if I see you, and you know, you might not have a, you know, oh, big booties ain't always the shit. You understand what I'm saying? You might have just a regular booty, you might have some big titties, you might have a little titties, regular booty, but you might just be plain Jane Flame. But you might walk past me with a walk, or you might look at me like, nigga, I know I'm the shit. I want that bitch. I don't want the bitch that constantly need reassurance. I want the bitch that everybody say she ain't shit, but when she, her shoulders is red back, her head is in the sky. I need an eagle. You understand what I'm saying? That's just me. I need a fighter. So fuck a look. Give me a bitch that can fight, and I'll show you a pretty motherfucker.
Okay. I feel that. I can respect that.
That's just me. You understand what I'm saying? Because looks, man, like Alcaz said, looks going to wear out, man. What, you know?
Yeah.
Man, my mama walked for 32 years. She was a big, tall, fine motherfucker. Nigga shot her. She could no longer walk no more. So where her looks went then? Right.
Right.
You got to invest in something more deeper than just the physical. But not at the same time. If I don't drink, but I'm so motherfucking thirsty. You know, if I see a girl in a 1986 Cutlass versus a girl in a 2013 650 BMW, man, I'm going for the BMW, nigga. Fucking crazy. What? And then if I fail, then she's always a, you know, take home and imagine that I'm fucking the other girl with the 650. I'm just low down like that.
Oh.
I use your pussy to fuck the girl that I really want, the one I couldn't get. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all got corners of a motherfucker like this, nigga, ain't
you? But back to what India was saying about the her cute might not be the same cute as what I think is cute. Bitch, we together, and I say this nigga cute, and you be like, nah, dog, he ain't cute. I'm gonna look at that motherfucker again, like, hold up, let me reanalyze this situation. I don't care what nobody say. Shit, he could be fine. I'm gonna be like, it's something she's seeing that I ain't seeing. And shoot, I've been in a situation where I've been with an ugly nigga and thought he was fine as fuck because I thought I loved him. So, shoot. Like they say, love is blind. You be looking at an ugly motherfucker. Y'all seen Shallow Hal?
Hey, that's the difference between men and women, though. That's the difference between men and women. See, women will get together and try to convince that girl, no, don't talk to him. Men, well, I ain't going to say that. Let me take that back. I'm just going to, this is for presidents, leaders, dictators, cosmonauts, politicians, and hustlers. This is not for the Tupacs or the Ricky Ross. All right?
All right, Tupac and Ricky.
All right, check it out. Well, you know, I got more Tupac in me than I got the rest of me. But anyway, I'm just good looking. I'm just bigger. But anyway, the difference is
they got niggas out here that you go to the club and see. Because me and my boys, I don't rock with ugly niggas. I don't fuck with ugly niggas. Cause ugly niggas bring down your value. You understand what I'm saying? I don't rock. I'm vain like that because I know I'm good looking. You understand? So I got a right to be. I'm conceited. So niggas would get in the crowd and be like, man, why you fucking with her, man? That big. And I'd be looking at this nigga like, hold on, dog, you ain't talking to nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Because when me and my dogs hit the club, you know, so I'm going to be this way till I'm 60. I'm hunting. I'm going hunting. And my mama taught me when I was a little baby boy, and she said, boy, don't go looking for no woman with no goddamn fishing reel. Go get your goddamn net. Go shrimping. Get you a bunch of them at one motherfucking time and sort through them. She said, because that one-by-one shit going to cost you too much time. You understand what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. So when you go out with motherfuckers, you know, that's why I be telling girls, like, man, don't listen to that bitch. That nigga might buy you a first pair of red bottoms.
If you're a woman and you're over the age of 18 and you literally let somebody tell you, oh, you don't need to talk to him because he's ugly or not, that lets me know you have no confidence. You are a follower. So it really just depends on who you're dealing with. Who just let somebody just control their opinion? That's not me at all. I don't do that. I'm just saying. I'll just speak for India. So bad, fans.
Yeah, I'm about to go to your page and thirst right quick.
Nothing new.
I'm just saying, I don't do that. You know, I do me. I don't follow anybody. If I think that you're cute, that's all we need to talk about.
True.
Well, you know, this is from a personal observation. I watched, all right, I'm not going to call no names, but we're going to go back to the board. We're going to try to always, we see that the main thing about this radio thing is we're trying to make the board interactive. And a lot of people are scared to call these shows because they think they're going to get roasted. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't be roasting on people. Mm-mm.
No.
We don't do that on here.
Hold on, Dad. That's the whole point. We have to get them to see that. And we're doing really good. It might be slow, but we're doing really good. And I wish you two ladies stay on with me for a little while. I'll put some money in your pocket. One of y'all, I'm going to put their dick on. But
India, damn.
But anyway, we have to use the topics off the board to keep the show relevant for everybody so they could be interactive. Now,
right.
My point was this. Like, they got this girl. She posts more pictures than anybody. She always posting pictures. She ain't that bad. But after looking at her for about 15,000 goddamn times, you be like, okay. And because you never hardly say anything. Because me, you know me, I ain't going to lie. I like the women from Gaddis size probably to India. You know. And hot. That's my reason. You know what I'm saying? That's my reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm better suited for those type of people. You heard what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, I finally said something to her. You know what I'm saying? But I noticed like the real nice looking girls, them niggas be roasting them. But them so bitches, them sixes and them fives, you know, they be thirsty. I don't get. Explain that.
Hold on, who be
thirsting on you? No, baby, don't nobody thirst on me.
Okay, I didn't hear the last part you said. Say that again, they what?
I said, you know, the guys that usually, all right, let's reverse it. Why you girls, ooh, it's hard for me to say that because that's like insinuating I'd be looking at them niggas. So let's go back to the guys looking at the girls.
Okay.
It's hard for me to do that. All right, a girl, let's take Fola.
Who?
Well, that's Cali Alley. Y'all in Planet Ocean, ain't you?
No.
Y'all ain't in none of the groups, huh?
You know I ain't allowed in them.
What group is this?
Huh?
All right, well.
Girl, they got groups, and the people in the groups be listening in and stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right, we have a new caller, 757. I think that's my boy. 757, state your name, where you from?
It's Big Ben calling from Newport News, VA.
I knew that was my dog. What's happening, boy?
Ain't no telling what I say tonight because I'm drinking beer.
All right,
well, I'm going to have them ask you all the same questions they asked me. And Benny, India,
and
Gabby, you three are now the rulers of this show for the next 15 minutes. I'll see you later.
What?
Bye-bye.
Ella, I'm sick of your ass.
Where are you going?
Okay, he just be boom, down. Soon as somebody come in, they can take his spot. See, it can't be too many women because you know how we do. If it's just two women on the show, this shit might get out of control. He want to wait till Benny come online. I got to leave a nigga on here, make sure they don't get out of line. Now he going up and disappear and shit. You got to worry about him when he come back. Hi, my bear.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good, I guess.
I'm
feeling better now that I'm on here.
You're doing great.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, my
shit.
Private area. That's whatever.
Private area? Most people say my ass, not my dick.
Well, I'm drinking. Ain't no telling what's coming out my... I got my third Bud Lime in my hand, and ain't no telling what's going to come out of my mouth.
But as long as you don't kick Jesus across the street, we good.
Nah, I ain't kicking Jesus across the street. You can go to hell with that. So what's up with y'all ladies tonight?
We're just talking about men and women, basically, relationships and stuff.
Yes.
I feel like my man has set me up now.
He really set you up, like, for real.
It's cool,
though. These lame asses down here in the Seven Cities to call in. I guess they will call in. I posted it on my page.
Oh, me too.
Bitch ass motherfuckers. I need to move
out
here.
Hey, everybody is supporting the group, the show. This is wonderful. Thank you guys so much. Oh, Jesus. Let's see.
So what y'all need to ask me? Let it roll.
Okay, I remember one of my questions. My question was, why are men so afraid of confident women? You know, people, women with confidence, and they just kind of get intimidated.
You know, I can't really understand. I can't really explain that because I like women with confidence.
Okay.
You know, they're challenged, and you can grow with a woman like that.
Right.
As long as you're not a bully and beating your ass down like what's the lady from Misery, you know, strap it to the bed, break your ankles and shit like that. But, as long as
okay.
you like that. But I like a strong-minded woman. You know. Like
but does,
to make her own
does that
money.
Come with age, though? Does that come with age? Were you like that when you were, like, 20?
Well, when I was 24, I had two cars and a house and raising my daughter.
Okay.
So
okay.
I
now,
was
see,
well
I'm 25, and
house.
I haven't met anybody with two houses, a house and two cars.
Yeah. I had to have it. I started doing. I became a plumber when I was 17 years old.
You became a what?
A plumber.
Okay. Yeah. I was a licensed plumber by the time I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I had to have it. You know, I was walking around as a kid. You know, everybody else, you know, go ask mama for a dollar. You know, I had $50, $60 in my pocket when I was 9, 10 years old. Cause I was on my grind. I had to get it. You know, so I guess me coming up like that, I had to have a woman that wanted the same thing that I wanted. Unfortunately,
right.
I met two women that act like they wanted it. You know, but when I turn my back, they slap in the back of the head, you know, and turn on me. So I'm still looking for that woman.
Okay. Okay.
That's a good enough answer?
That's a good answer. I mean, and you know, I guess it comes from me. What I took from that was, I mean, I guess it comes with maturity. You know, because, I mean, a lot of men nowadays are scared of that. You know what I'm saying? You the first man I heard in a while say that they like women with confidence, the first one.
The problem with men these days, I was always told by my mother that a no good man is created by a woman. meaning mm-hmm. that your grandmother and your mother, the way they raised you, you know, you grew up, you dependent on a woman to give you things, you dependent on a woman for that, this, that, and all this and that, you know. So, you know, that my mother always told me that. I was raised by three strong women, my auntie, my grandmother, and my mother. And they were very strong women. So I guess I'm a product of that. Excuse me, I'm a little intoxicated. I'm trying to keep my composure.
That's true.
Yeah. But my mom, I never understood it when I was coming up, but I see it's like a cycle. Your mama don't make you do nothing. You grow up, you meet that woman, she doesn't make you do anything. That's your first baby mama of nine baby mamas, and baby mama number nine is still doing the same thing. You've ever noticed wild animals? If you look at it, their mothers are cruel. Once you get to certain size, you got to get up out of here, and you got to eat on your own. Either you won't die.
But you know, but my little brother, he's 17, and my mom babies him, you know. So, and we try to tell her now, you know, what you're doing is you're preparing somebody else for to have to deal with that. I mean, I kind of have a friend, he's a mama's boy, and that's why we can't go any further because he still lives with mom. He works and everything, but your mom babies you. She still cooks you breakfast, dinner. That's not cute, you know.
At all.
So, not a cute. And we can't go anywhere because of that.
He wouldn't have been able to say. Never mind.
Oh, you know, we were
that's why they think we gold diggers, because of bitches like me. Because she just said some foul
shit. But you know what? But you know, me and him went to college. That's
something.
The only reason why.
I can say something.
Where the hell you come from, LR?
I can say something.
Somebody move that rock.
All right. Like I told you, I have my grandmother, my auntie, and my mama, just like my dog. I have the same thing. But in my motherfucking mind, what they giving me wasn't enough. You understand what I'm saying? And God just gave me that. Because I ain't going to necessarily say I got it from them. I got it from my grandpa. You understand what I'm saying? Because he was around, you know what I'm saying? But they was around more. But every time he came around, he came with a lawnmower in his motherfucking hand, a goddamn machete, and every time I got in his motherfucking car, either I had to go to one of his whole houses and cut the grass, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So in my mind, as a little nigga, because I put it in my song, that Gabby like song cry. I put it in the song. As a little nigga, I just always wanted my own, you understand? I always just wanted my own, just from day one, because I don't like asking nobody for shit.
I always wanted my own.
Right. Okay.
But on the other hand, and this is some true shit, and don't think this is no braggadocious shit. This is not. This is real grown folks talking here. And I guess I gotta divulge the truth. You know what I'm saying? I gotta tell you the truth because that's what we do. I have a unnatural gift. Girls just buy me shit. They buy me cars, houses. They do. Why? I don't fucking know. You understand what I'm saying? I do not know.
Okay.
I can show you pictures of trucks that I got now that I drive around now that I didn't pay a nickel for. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't ask you for it. So that's just a natural talent. You know, most niggas say no. That's what my mama taught me different. She's like, if the bitch stupid enough to give it to you, take it.
See, my mom says don't take no gifts. But okay.
Okay, because they're going to want something in return.
Yeah, but like my man said, if the kid is pulled out of his mouth, he ain't going to stop himself because he know how to get it on his own.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. I bought this house that I live in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a chemical engineer. I went to college and got mine because I ain't going to depend on those few gifts once every other year or some bullshit like that. You understand? I got to have all motherfucking polo socks and drawers every day. And I weigh 300-something pounds. I weigh 300-something pounds. I can't eat no bird food, bro. I got to eat, bro. I got to sleep in a big-ass bed. I got to drive a big-ass car because I'm big. Fuck, my clothes cost more. shit big and tall costs more. You feel me? So a nigga like me.
Damn right. $15 a
day. Yes. And you're a tall nigga, so you know.
I know.
Okay.
I just paid $320 for a sports coat.
For a what?
Look,
I'm we both paid for a what, Benny?
Right.
A suit jacket.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's the suit
but
jacket,
you,
not the suit.
I'm
just
so happy
jacket.
I'm a woman. I'm so happy I'm a woman because I will. I
we
mean,
can get away with wearing cheap shit.
We can, right? Oh my God! Like as long as it's cute. But you know, I mean, I do spend a lot of money on like purses or jewelry, but clothes, you really don't have to spend much. So I'm glad I'm a woman.
Man, every time I wake up and look down at my dick, I'd be like, thank you, God. Because, man, if you know what it looked like to have a big booty woman, a pretty bitch, bent over looking back at you, man, that shit powerful. Man, I thank God I'm a man. I thank God I'm a man. Every time I get between a pair of legs, be like, thank you, Jesus, for this position. Yep. What?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing like being a man. Ain't nothing in the world like it. We get the fuck. What? Shit. I don't know about everybody. Yeah, I'm speaking.
You just went in. I think you just like.
Well, I'm about to go again. Bye.
What?
But if I can say one thing on what he said, I'm glad to be a man too. Nothing against a gay man, but it's something about that silky smooth down there that, you know, I got to have it. You know.
What? What?
Something about that silky smooth down there.
Oh,
I got to have that. I don't want my balls slapping another man's ball. I got to. You can't imagine that, man. That's crazy.
So you didn't have one too many drinks.
Well, I'm going to go get another one.
Down
oh, there.
That
was some Third Bay coconut rum. Let me get that bottle.
The silky smooth down there.
Hey, man. I'm about to get off subject right quick, and I'm going to leave again. But I just saw this picture of this girl, right? She had on lime green jacket with a little ruffle. With a pink tank top on under with some black tights with some wedges on, standing by a gate. And let me tell you something. The woman is about 5'9", 5'10", maybe with the shoes on. And she knows I ain't gonna call her, but I know her weight, I ain't gonna lie to you. And this is no disrespect if she's listening. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her. Oh,
did you come in here just to say that shit? I'm going to beat your ass. All
right. Bye, y'all.
Matter of fact, what can I be down there in May?
What?
I'll be in Houston in May.
Fuck. You know what?
What at? What? You just put your hands on me. Go ahead and tell me. I know it's coming.
Nothing. I ain't saying nothing.
What you mean?
Nothing. Indy better answer my damn question.
I am. My computer is acting a fool.
What question is that?
We having our own discussion.
Y'all can have your own discussion on my damn show. Y'all got to talk.
I told him to ask me some questions. They asked me one question.
Look at how far that one went.
We've been talking about that damn question for 20 minutes.
I got a question for you. Say, bro, why you in the group? Yeah, I'll be in and out. I'm always listening. Because I got to control the board in case somebody come in, but I'll be doing stuff with my hands. Why? I'm asking you this, Benny. Why when the guy see a bad chick, you know what I'm talking about, a 10, a fire-ass chick, they always try to roast her. Or when they see an average-ass girl, they try to give her all the shit. I'm gonna go again now. But I'm about to leave.
Hold on, before you leave, what does roast mean?
Ranking.
Yeah.
India.
So that means
Men are intimidated by women like that.
have to speak in my Florida language for her ass.
Right.
What is roasting? Bitch is ranking. Come on now.
I mean, I didn't even hear her ranking either.
Girl, where the fuck you from?
These are some words I don't even know about. But go ahead.
Oh, she be out there on the south side with them bougie bitches. Oh.
I mean, well, just say she look good or not.
Get.
Well, my take on that question is that I think men are intimidated by women like that. You know, I used to do stuff like that, but I was 12 when I done shit like that. You know, you see a cute girl, you like her, you throw a rock at her. You know, that's
what
shit you do when you stand. Oh,
if you throw a rock at me, I'm going to put these paws on you.
No,
you lost your damn
mind. I don't throw rocks no more.
You bet. Oh.
I throw bands. Come
oh,
on.
Well, shit, you can always throw them this way. I shut up so motherfucking quick. What?
But I'm saying that's stuff I used to do when I was a little boy. You know, I don't understand why men do that now, you know. They spread lies about women like that, you know. I can't explain it. Since I've become a man, that's not part of my makeup.
like my dog said, I can't tolerate I can't understand that thought. That's the reason why I couldn't ask that question earlier. I can't, man. Two ass your ass niggas? For real? What the fuck?
What is we talking? What are ass niggas? What are we talking? What happened?
My boss said, as a man, I'm proud to be a man because I can't understand that gay shit. I'm piggybacking off of that.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna catch up. You know,
no,
I had ran out. I had to go to the store and get some more. Buy some from McDonald's.
Now, see if I see two of them pudding pies flapping. You know, I'm down with that.
Pudding pies. Put the damn bloodline down.
Niggas having a damn sword fighting shit, man. You know.
If this motherfucker say anything about a pudding pie and flapping and what else the hell are you gonna say? Then you know what.
So India, what you do for a living, India? What's your occupation?
My occupation.
Being a bad bitch.
No. I am in grad school for fashion design, and also I'm in sales with a security company.
Okay.
And I model.
Damn,
and I'm
amazing.
Her biggest fan, okay? And what school you go to, India?
I go to Academy Art. University.
Damn, where's that at?
Jacksonville, Florida.
No,
well,
it's actually in California.
Oh, it's online.
Yes, so it's online.
Oh, okay. And what you say you're taking up?
Fashion.
So, okay, how does that work? They don't teach you how to make clothes or nothing like that.
Yeah, basically, like, whenever you have an assignment or whatever, it's real hard. Basically, you have to do all your work and then send it in through the mail and everything. So, it's real. It's intense.
Your shipment.
That's how I got my life look like.
Hey, when I get ready to start back modeling, though, hey, we're going to have to work together with this shit.
Right. You know you got me. I'm right here. You know I'm on Facebook all day.
I'm India's biggest fan now.
See?
Hold on. I know you ain't going to let that slide.
I ain't even saying that.
I'm not about to have this shit. Let me tell you something. I am going to be India's fucking manager, promoter, or some shit. Every time somebody be like, look, my friends, I be looking at shit like club pages and shit on Facebook. I be like, these hoes run down. Let me post some pictures of some bad bitches. When I think about a bad bitch, the first person page I go to, I got to go see about India. I got to let these motherfuckers know that big girls be on point around this motherfucker. Yes.
Around these parts.
Baby ain't slacking.
Oh.
And I'll be like, you old fat
ass. All I said was this. I'm her biggest fan, man.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Ain't gonna happen. Don't make me put these paws on you now.
Oh,
it get real around here.
You want to whoop on all for Benny and me. Ain't that a bitch?
I'm a bitch. Both of y'all. Both of y'all.
Get Auntie so whooping. She could kick baby Jesus. I'm going, man, where Auntie at? So she could kick baby Jesus.
Nah, you ain't going to.
That was the cousin.
We're on the air for that. Nah, we can't be kicking Jesus now.
I ain't kicking no baby Jesus. Y'all can have that life. I ain't about that life right
yep,
there.
I ain't either.
Matter of fact, when I seen her kick baby Jesus, I hopped on the next thing smoking. I got the fuck out the country. Y'all got me messed up.
Because I left my brand new car at my aunt's house and started to walk home.
Watch out for the trees, Benny.
I'm right. I walked right down the yellow line all the way home.
All right, listen, y'all. This is what I'm
gonna do.
This is what I'm gonna do.
I'm
gonna get a picture from each one of y'all page, right? And I'm about to run a commercial about the people that have been on the show, and I'm asking y'all. Only one person got to come back, and that's Gabby. But if any one of y'all two want a permanent spot on here, I got five of them, and there's two of them right there. India, this ain't got nothing to do with my thirst. This is real business here. You got to separate the two. You understand? And you too, Benny. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to have y'all on the show. Y'all make the flow good. You know, we got a good chemistry here. So what I'm going to do is, with y'all permission, because I got to ask you permission, it goes against, it violates equity. So is it okay if I take y'all pictures? And post it as an advertisement.
I ain't got no problem with that, bro. Just don't post the one with me in the wig.
Please post the one with me. Either that one or the one where the cousin that we talking about, the one who kicked Jesus, where she holding his shoulders and his eyes is like 50 miles wide.
All right, well, listen, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. We got 15 minutes left on air, so y'all do y'all thing while I run this ad. Bye-bye.
Just make sure you take a cute picture of me, okay?
All your damn pictures is cute. Let me unblock some of my pictures so I can make sure he get a good one. Hell, you the one that ain't got nobody nothing to worry about. I'm over here sweating. Let me make sure I got a cute picture. This is too funny, though, y'all.
Yeah, Benny, I saw that picture with the wig. What was going on with
like a baby tonight?
Who want to make a baby tonight?
Oh, I said I'm going to get me a baby because I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. Now, if you want to catch the next flight, after we want to catch the next flight out, we can try.
Benny.
Uh-oh.
We'll
you
talk after the show.
You know she want a daughter.
Of course I can.
And unlike LR, his soldiers is swimming. Look, he ain't listening for real this time. India, why you like that picture? I look so fucking fat. Oh, my God, look at my gut.
Do you see
my stomach?
No, I don't.
look at the first post on the picture. My mom was like, you look fat. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
She is so fucking rude.
Oh,
just
yes,
straight up, you look fat.
I love that picture. That is gorgeous.
Thank you, girl. Oh, my God.
No.
I,
okay,
it was one of those.
Okay, I love you, Mom, but Mom would have got deleted that day.
You said what?
Mom would have got deleted for that. That's messed up.
Man, she a nigga, man. She straight up, dog.
Oh, that's messed up.
My mom would tell you, don't have your weave out of place, baby, because she going to let you know what it is. Quickly. You better get that together. Benny, that's for me?
Yeah, that's how I get you the Newport News.
Oh, Jesus, I just might have to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 8. That's pocket money. I don't know. But you need to put that shit in my pocket. We'd be good.
Oh, my God. Andy, you got to see what he just posted on my page, man.
Okay, let me go.
That's
see.
at least a stack.
This one is definitely.
Let me
just
look. Two? Shit, I'm on my way. The fuck? It ain't going to take that much to get me there. The rest of it, I'm going to spend that shit. India, what was we talking about? MK, you want some glasses, boo?
Right.
I got
you. Since you're being generous, let me get the new watch that just dropped.
Oh, we got it.
Let me get that.
We good over here. Benny over there.
That one.
Yo, Gab.
That dancer make her dance. Then he want to post money on my page and shit.
Yo, Gabby.
Yo,
Gabby.
Right.
Huh? Yo, Gabby. You know, I just thought about it. You didn't want to release your age, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you in your inbox. I'm going to ask you over the air. Y'all go back to doing what y'all doing.
That's what's up. I talk about my age. Then I don't, but then I do. But whatever. Anyway. I don't. You're... No,
women don't talk about their age.
I mean, I don't mind talking about my age, but you know what? Some people do look at you differently. So, you know. I mean, because I definitely didn't know how old you were, Gabby.
Really?
But we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I still don't know. I guess. I thought you said it yesterday, though, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, boy.
We'll
talk
about that later.
Let me crack this other
beer open. I ain't coming because Benny gonna be drunk. I hate drunk sex.
Oh no, I don't drink like that. This is relaxing me. You know, I had a rough time in that empty building today. I made you a video of the arena, but I tried to send it and I lost it.
The fuck were you doing?
I made it before. I made this. I don't know. It's somewhere in my phone. You know, I'll send it to you. Let you see. I went in the main dressing room and showed the part where I found Fantasia drawers and you know, all that.
For real, did you keep them?
They beat my ass and took them. I mean, them guys were like, man, look what I found in Fantasia's dressing room. Man, they attacked me like I don't know what, man. I was sure
that's
that
what
I
you did. You should have sent them to me. And I'd have put them motherfuckers on eBay. We'd have been rich as fuck right now. You hear me? Shit.
But no, one thing, I don't
made
know.
Money around
I it was between one or two people. And I know. I knew Pat LaBelle won't wear no drawers like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew they won't wear LaBelle drawers.
What's wrong with Pat? Hey, Patty's draws is worth more than Fantasia's. That's all I'm saying.
I know,
saying.
But Pat don't fit. Brad Pat ain't wearing no draws like that. Pat ain't wearing no draws up on her boots.
She had on that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Yeah, it was a nice one, too, and I just imagine that big black ass all up in that goddamn.
Man, God. I know, right? I got one with a whistle. I be trying to make boys blow my whistle.
And
like,
that
you
want to
see my whistle,
baby? That night, my security was tight. I stayed up on her. She went up in the stands. She went out in the crowd, and I was right behind her.
Oh, you was on security?
Yeah, if I would have fought it.
She'd have smelled it. Damn.
Oh, goodness.
If I would have fought it, I'd have caught it all up in my nostrils.
Probably would have liked it with your freak ass.
Well, you got to be a freak. Don't women like that freaky shit?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm innocent until proven guilty, goddammit.
Well, whatever.
Crucify me, goddammit.
It's going to be the same as you kicking Jesus out that nigga.
I ain't no sense that young girl to kick Jesus out that man like that. You going to go to hell for that.
Who going to hell? I ain't going to hell. What are you talking about?
Oh, way in not manger.
Let me stop. Let me stop.
How the hell I get
started,
added to this damn group? They're going to delete my ass out again, LR. Here we go with this bullshit. That bitch is going to be calling. I'm going to have to cuss motherfuckers out again.
Oh, my God.
Man, these motherfuckers crazy. Anyway.
You just added me.
I want to give a shout out to my boyfriend, B-Easy, for getting his hair cut. He looks so much better. And I love him again. Even though at the beginning of the show, I was mad at him. That's still my baby, though. Okay, I'm done. That motherfucker got a haircut. What? I'm ready to go see his ass right now. What? He like my motherfucking leg fucked up. Man, oh, my God. Damn. I want to go to the movies. What time? Oh, shit. I can't go to the movies now.
Not tonight, bro.
Damn.
Y'all ain't got no late night theaters right now.
Last movie play at 12 o'clock around this motherfucker.
We got something we want to say about one.
Hold on.
Like
who the hell?
That's like Batman. They had to have a premiere. That one. You like that money, don't you?
Oh, you tagged me in a photo. I was trying to figure out who the fuck is these people commenting on my picture. What the fuck? Hey, cuz, it's me. Remember,
oh,
hell no, I don't know you.
That's all family right there. Except
I'm about to put this my money back on. Look, it's a picture. I'm about to post this picture so y'all can see this shit and tag y'all in it. This the shit females be doing for real, because I find myself doing this shit sometimes. And, dear, you know you be doing this shit, too. You ain't got to lie, homie.
What is it?
Hold on. I'm about to post it. For real. You be like, oh, he cute. Let me put this up. Where is it? Fans to make her dance. Boom. Boom. Where the fuck the pictures? See, I got so many pictures on this damn computer. I don't know how to find these.
I wish I had a vacuum my SUV seat out before I took that picture. Got damn chicken crumbs and shit. All about the money.
Chicken. I love chicken, by the way.
I'm gonna be fat as fuck
when I get old, cause I eat like Popeye's chicken like every fucking day, like no lie. I'm gonna be a fat bitch.
All right, listen.
But as long as I'm a fat bitch like India, I'm cool. Like she gonna keep me on point, so I'm good.
Look, listen. Ain't nothing sad about India. Thank you, bro. Ain't nothing. In 15 years, when we sell everybody back to Liberia, I hope all three of y'all are on the boat. I'm paying for it. At least y'all could go visit. But anyway, listen. I got y'all fucked up. I didn't know the picture was gonna come out like that. All right. This is what it is. I just added all y'all to Action Pack Radio, so that's the friend request y'all just got accepted. You're going to see the bulletin on there. I got to redo it because it came out wrong. So, y'all got four more minutes. I'm going to be in and out. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. I just tagged y'all in the wrong. I uploaded the wrong damn picture. Hold on. That's my cousin looking like Skylar Moon. Fucking Halloween. Okay, what y'all want to do in these last 4 minutes or whatever? Y'all can do y'all little shout-outs or whatever it is y'all want to do tonight. We had a very good show, and I hope y'all call back tomorrow. I don't know. I got to be here, but Benny better call back. I hope to hear.
I'm calling back, baby. Don't worry, I'm going to call.
India.
Uh-huh.
Pop in sometimes. You ain't got to stay for the whole show if you don't want to, but, you know,
Yes, I'm a pop in. Y'all are very funny, interesting, and I like you guys, my new friends.
Oh.
Yes.
You know how sensitive.
I like you too.
Oh, hell.
Thank you, sweetie. You're so precious.
She know how to fuck up a wet dream.
And just call. I know how to create one, too, though.
Ooh. I don't even see the damn picture. You must be took it off, LR.
Yeah, I did. I had to redo it. I'm redoing it now.
Because all I seen was India. What happened?
I took it off.
I'm going to tell you what. Anyways, I think we're down to what, the last minute, LR?
No, we got you. I got time. We got 4 more minutes. All right.
Did you put 4 more minutes 4 minutes ago?
Yeah, man, listen, now we got, because I have to do the thing. On behalf of Action Pack Radio and Canada O'Shea and Associated Groups and LR Manhattan Company and Brands, we would like to thank our new roundup of people. We're going to have Benny on for a few days out the weekend, and Miss Gabby J is going to soon be taking over full-time as your every night host, because she's becoming a star. And my future baby. Oh, my God. I'm in love with this woman. India. She's going to be popping in and out every now and then. Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be giving us tips on fashion, and she's going to be holding down the plus-size women. And she's going to be holding me down, too, handcuffs. But on behalf of all of those people, Benny, India, Gabby, we thank you. Now,
Indy, I think that was more towards you than me, dog. I'm just saying. He used to love me that much, you know what I'm saying, before I started working for him or whatever. Now, he's like, fuck you, bitch, you work for me. It can't be like that. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
It wasn't. It stopped being like that when I realized that you was cute as a button, and I looked at you like I had to protect you. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to look out for you like my little sister. You know why. I can't fuck with you. You can't fuck everything. You can't get some things you gotta throw back in the water. Some fish you gotta throw back. But that India, I can't throw her back. She got a hook in there. But listen,
India, we got to get you a job then so he can leave you longer.
Right. But if each one of y'all got a minute to give y'all shout out, starting with whoever right now.
Ladies first.
Go, India. I'm always last.
I just want to give a shout out to you guys. Thanks for inviting me. And to all the plus size girls, y'all, let's get it right, get it tight in 2013.
Benny.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my folks down here on the East End, Newport, New Virginia. Y'all need to stop that killing, kick your peace. You got to teach these kids a better way to live. That's all I got to say.
All right, this is Gabby J. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening tonight. I want to thank Benny for calling in and India. Thank you, LR, and everybody at Planet O'Shea for giving me the opportunity to even do this. And shout-out to everybody on my Facebook. Even though y'all don't show me love, y'all need to call in, too. That's it. Good night.
Hey.
Night-night.
LR.
Hello. All right. Well, we're down to our last minute, and this is all my shout-outs. ULLTV.TV.com. See us on YouTube. Your ultimate rap battle league. We're taking rap back from the mainstream and bringing it back to the park. If you're ever in High Springs, Arkansas, and you need some hot clothes to fast, I need you to visit In Style Fashions on the corner of Albert Pike and Grand Avenue. That's In Style Fashions. We have in High Springs, Arkansas. And we also have a location in Little Rock, Arkansas, right off of College, off of University Avenue. If you have in Harlem and you want to get the latest in some new fashion up there, you go to 124 Jerome Avenue and you see, what the fuck is this name? D-Lo Fashion. Yes,
If you ever need all you plus size beautiful women out there, if you ever need any tips and things about how to beautify your already beautiful thing, I suggest that you inbox Miss Indy Advance, and she can forward you all her needs, all your needs. Her prices are reasonable, and if not, you can contact her through me. Miss Gabby J, she will be appearing every night. She's going to be running new ads for her mother's record company, and you need to go see the record because it's off the fucking chain. You got pussy poking, motherfuckers showing titties, motherfuckers bouncing. It's off the chain. And my boy Bennett, the maintenance man, he's always reliable. He knows the show. He got my boy back. Mad love for you, brother. And on behalf of everybody else in the whole Planet O'Shea Fiber world, good night, and we love you. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Yo, Cool G-Rap, yo, Polo, you ready to bust this funky album for the...
Y'all don't have to hang up. Y'all can break out.
Okay.
Yo, Polo, you ready to bust this funky album for the people?
Yo, word, you know, boy, you about to get busy with it right now.
Yo, word up, Marley, you know what time it is.
I mean, there's too many suckers out there thinking that we can't do it. Yo, we gonna do it or what?
Yo, who year is this? Coogee rapping Polos.
Word up.
Back again.
89, yo, all the way. Now bust something like this.
Word.
I realized it was a role. At the end, I would win lots of pots of gold. Never took a break, never made a mistake. Took time to create, took money to make. To be a billionaire, he taught work for years. Some nights I said in tears while I was set a bridge. Been through hard times, even worked part-time. In a key food store, treat the floor for time. I was sort of a quarter, taking the next man's orders. Breaking my back with the shack for headquarters. All my manpower, $4 an hour. Took a time and wrote rhymes in a shower. Cause the road gets rough, but I'm a rocket cause my box seems soft enough. All the freaks with the feet, cause my checks were weak. They return the other cheek, so I started to see a way to get a play. And maybe one day, I'll be performing up a storm for a decent pay. No matter how it seems, I always cast a dream. All the girly screams, and suckers get creamed. Dreams about it for 5 years straight. Finally, I got a place to cut my first play. The road ain't yellow, and it ain't no witches. My name is Coogee Rap, I'm on the road. Rock, money busting out my sock, cause I really were clocked. Dealt with four kind of things, swinging jackets and jeans, magazines, anything, just a hustle of beans. The cash was coming fast, money grew like grass. People hungry for the fast that don't even last. Didn't wanna be involved, but the money will get you. Getting richer and richer, the police up my picture. But I still supplied, some people I knew died. Murders and homicides, bottles of suicide. Money, fury, living like a star, and I wasn't too far from a Jaguar car in a small town casino, the town's out. For all of the girls, the pretty boy Valentino. I shot up stores and I kicked down doors. Collected scars from little neighborhood wars. Many legs I broke, many necks I choked. And if provoked, I let the pistol smoke. Loyal members in a pool, now down with the game. Selling nickels and dimes for sunshine or rain. What I have is bad, from my shoes to my pad. In the first time in my life, loaning money to dad. Now the people turn and my lifestyle switches. My name is Coogee Rap, I'm on the road to the riches. Months for drugs, he eventually bugs. Looking for crack on carpets and rugs. A steal of cells, but a deal of still cells. Little spoiled kids inheriting oil wells. I was a type on the opposite side of smoking a pipe. In the beef, I got hype corn. Racks for riches, switches, mixed to witches. Become stitches, body bags and ditches. Bloodshed, I painted the town red. People fled as I put a dread head to bed. That means dead. In other words, DC. Face got erased, bullets got released. The kids were kidnapped. In fact, this was a way to get back at enemies. We're trying to clock cheese on my block. Now they forever not seized. Plans of rampages went for ages. Some got knocked and locked inside cages. Some bits of dust for crumbs and crust. In God we trust. Now rot the rust. Bust, cast the cops. Policeman drops. They blew off the top when the pistol went pop. Troopers, soldiers, rolling like boulders. Eyes are fake and their hearts get colder. Some young male put in jail. His lawyer's so good, his bail is on sale. Looking at the hourglass, I'm looking at his power last. Longer than my song, but he already fell. He likes to eat hearty, party, be like John Gotti. And drive a Maserati, up in the ghetto. When in jelly, jello, mellow, yellow, fellow, cello, hell, hello. Look for a stage to turn an outlaw to an inmate. The judge stage, ship him upstate. Rob the Great Lakes, and then I'll wait and wait and wait. Until he breaks, that's all it takes. So he fakes to be a man, but he can't stand on his own 2 feet. Because now he's in a new land. Rules are different, and so is life. We a bank with a shank, talk with a knife. Not my lifestyle, so I made a U-turn. The more money I earn, more money to burn. Pushing on buttons, pulling on switches. My name is G-Rap, I'm on the road to the riches.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello?